The latest poll from Bryant University's Hassenfeld Institute shows just 31% of Ocean State voters think the state's headed in the right direction, while 50% now say it's going in the wrong direction. It isn't the worst poll rating for this measure in recent years. That came in recession-washed 2010, when 72% said Rhode Island was headed in the wrong direction, says pollster Joe Fleming. But the economy is markedly better now. You might think it's the recent rash of government corruption at both the State House and Providence City Hall that's driving this bleak view. But the Bryant poll was done before the arrest of City Council Majority Leader Kevin Jackson and the resignation of House Finance Chairman Ray Gallison. Some of the negativity may be spilling over from the noxious presidential campaign. Donald Trump's anthem is that the country's going to hell and that we're becoming a third world nation. Bernie Sanders echoes some of this discontent, particularly with his focus on how unfair trade deals have stolen working class jobs. Well, as the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan was fond of saying, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not to their own facts. The jobs that Sanders and Trump describe as lost aren't to be found anywhere. Technology is making factories more efficient around the world, with machines taking over jobs humans once performed. This isn't new. It's been happening since the spinning jenny put the weavers of Manchester out of work. Rhode Island's unemployment rate is down, closer to the national average than it's been in years. We aren't doing as well as neighboring Massachusetts, chiefly because of the high-tech, financial, and life science cluster in and around Boston. Crime rates in our state are low. We have the nation's second lowest gun violence rate. Teen pregnancies, child death rates, and teen death rates are among the nation's lowest, says Rhode Island Kids Count. The murder rate in Providence has plunged to its lowest in years. The number of Rhode Islanders without health insurance is now below 5%. Abortions in our state have dropped from more than 4,000 in 2009 to less than 3,000 in 2014. We're seeing renewed discussion about how our society can become fairer for minorities and women. In so many cases, government action and reforms have made life better. Our drinking water is among the nation's best. Narragansett Bay is much less polluted today than three decades ago. Anti-pollution laws have made for cleaner air. Our cars run cleaner and get better gas mileage. Rhode Island has great colleges. If you think young people don't want to come to our state, try getting your kid into Brown, RISD, or Providence College. Rhode Island College and the University of Rhode Island provide good educations at reasonable tuition. We have difficulties. Climate change is a serious challenge. Our public schools could be better. Income inequality should be reduced. And we need to fix the roads. Yes, Rhode Islanders are a cantankerous lot. But over the years, we've adapted to changing times and seismic changes in the economy. Are things really worse today than during the Great Depression or World War II, when a madman like Hitler stood astride the world? The media deserves some blame here. Despite low violent crime rates, if it bleeds, it leads. Local TV news sensationalism gives viewers the skewed impression that crime is on the rise. News outlets that once featured strong analysis now cater to low-information voters swayed by gotcha journalism and simplistic opinion. Talk radio is silly, and social media enables anonymous whiners. Yes, the state's tourist promotion campaign was a disaster, yet visitors still flock to Rhode Island. In a few weeks, we'll be complaining about the traffic at South County beaches and in downtown Newport. As is the case with every state, we have problems. We aren't going to solve them by complaining. Let's lighten up as summer, our best season, blooms.